Thomas 2190.
Albert?
Mr. President?
You doing all right?
Well, you're still working. You violate the wage and hour law, partner.
Damn, you blackballed that meeting today. I had to wait there all the time.
What do you mean? I'm downstairs officiating for that damn Thornstein. How you doing? You look like a million.
Well, thank you. But let me ask you now. You want me to cut these budgets down here, or are you going to cut them up there?
Wait.
I'm just sitting here talking to the Federal Aviation outfit.
Who are you talking to, Halloween?
No, I'm talking to your friend Elmer Stotts and Kermit Gordon.
You know what? Well, listen, I'll work with you. I ain't going to give you too much of the advantage, though. You don't... Have you been reading what's going on now?
Well, I don't know.
Jesus Christ, you got all the advantage. Man, you got East Texas, you got East New York, you got East... Chicago, you got East everything.
Well, let me ask you, though, what should I do about this? I can put some in there for you to play with, or I can take it out down here? And...
No, put a little in that place.
All right, now here's what they got, the 63 budget. They got 700, actual 726 million. Now they're asking for 967 million. We got them cut to 829. So they'll be getting, if we send the budget up there, they'll be getting 100 million more than they had last year. And 100 million out of 800 is a pretty good, that's 12.5%.
Well, listen, Mr. President.
Now, they say what they're doing is these navigational aids are operating that the airliners ought to be paying for them, and we're paying for them.
Well, listen, Mr. President.
Yeah?
Are you doing a little business with the Harrisburg on a tax bill?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, I'll cooperate with you.
Well?
Is old Elmore over there?
Yes, sir.
Tell him hello.
Well?
He's your boy.
Now, we're just cutting them to rock bottom here, and we're afraid if they get up there and you don't cut them more, we'll go out of business.
Well, give yourself a little cushion. Take care of yourself.
Okay, Major.
And don't do a little bit. Say,
are you going to try to hold...
You know one Jackson Valenti?
Yeah, are you going to try to hold them to what they got last year?
I will talk with you.
Okay, all right. Yeah, he's around here. You want to talk to him?
Jackson?
Yeah.
Is he in town?
Yes, he's here. He doesn't do a damn thing but work for you. I wish you'd put him on your payroll.
Damn it, by God, you stole him from me. I thought he was in town. A lot of people asked me about that.
Stole him? Hell, you came up here and... I can't even get him to answer a buzzer.
Mr. President.
Where's Jack?
There's a little business I want to talk to you about today, too. Before I go home, I'll call you if you don't mind, huh?
Oh, yeah. Wait a minute, I'll transfer him. Yeah, Albert.
Operator.
Put this call, Congressman Thomas, on Mr. Jenkins' phone and tell him that they want Mr. Valenti. He's in there at a 5:30 meeting.
Yes, Mr.
Staff
President.
Meeting.
Mr. President, take it easy. You look grand today.
Thank you, Albert.
You look grand. Take it easy now.
He said you better...